Hello friends, why is it necessary to be quiet in church? Can anybody tell me? Why is it necessary to be quiet in church? Oh, that's good, I'm glad. I'm glad you said that. He said so that he can hear you. Wow, so you are excited to hear from me, that's good. Because people are sleeping. This is just a joke. Oh, I see somebody sleeping over there. Back seat. No, just kidding. Anyway, I just thought I should keep you awake before I do the homily, okay? We are called to wake up from our sleep. We are called not to sleep. We are called to wake up from our sleep. In other words, we as Christians are called to live a life of hope. You know, today we have all the reasons in this world to be hopeless. We see so much tragedy going on today, violence, shootings, devastation, fire, flooding. You know, with all these outside influences, we might lose our hope sometimes. But today's feast and the scripture readings, today's feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, and all the scripture readings that we have heard reading for the feast, invites us to live a life of hope. You know, God the Father raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and he was the first one raised from the dead, and he promised all of us to share in his glory, all those who are baptized in Jesus Christ, all those who follow him, all those who believe in him, all those who live the word of God, is promised as eternal life. But Mary was the first one who shared in his son's glory. So he was assumed into heaven with the body and soul because Mary was the first one to accept Jesus Christ into her womb as the Word made flesh, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And so God rewarded her to enter into the life that is eternal, into the heavenly glory, as her son shared the heavenly glory and won over the death, victory over sin and death. And Mary as well won the victory over sin and death. So today's feast gives us the hope that one day all those who believe in Christ, all those who not only follow, but all those who believe in Christ will be invited to life that is eternal, will be called to share in the heavenly glory. So, dear friends, let us not live the hopeless life. Let us live in hope as Christians. As Christ was raised from the dead, we will be raised from the dead also. So we will be sharing in the heavenly glory. That is, the feast is assuring us, giving us the hope. So let us live a life of hope on this earthly journey. So our final destiny of the human race is not up here on this earthly journey. It is in the heavenly glory. So that is, as Christians, we have that hope of heavenly glory. We will be sharing the heavenly glory like mother, our spiritual mother, Blessed Virgin Mary. So this feast is giving us the hope. Let us live in hope on this earthly journey, to prepare ourselves for the heavenly glory, so that we all may share in the heavenly glory by believing in the Lord, by accepting Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our lives, no matter what kind of struggles that we go through in our lives. May the Blessed Mother bless us and protect us with these blessings as a spiritual mother to help us on this journey to heavenly glory. Amen.